The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 14th of December. 11 shopping days left till Christmas. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's here. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's always a surprise to see who shows up in the mornings.
I'm trying to. Try my best.
You, Ben, Sue, Pat.
But this morning was rough. It was so cold to wake up.
You're from Ukraine. I mean, you guys have to sleep with like three sled dogs in the
yeah,
summer.
Yeah, but our walls are really big. Our windows are better.
Oh, okay. You're built for that.
You're
built for cold weather. Yeah. Well, that explains why out in the desert they have tents, because they move a lot. It doesn't do much for the sand that flows through there. Okay. Gosh. Went to the Seroptimus, International Seroptimus Group, the Reading chapter last night. And it was very, very pleasant. They asked me to be the auctioneer. Thank goodness there was only six items to be auctioned, because that's all I could do. I'm not an auctioneer. I know great auctioneers, Leloff. I know great auctioneers. These guys can sell anything. I'm not an auctioneer. My whole bit of auctioneering, it becomes, this is really cool. And I describe it. And then, of course, they'll have on it value priceless. Well, what's priceless, you know? And so I'll start off. I said, well, let's just start off at 100. Okay, do I have 100? 100? Do I have $100? Oh, there we go. Do I have 125? And I just go like that. Then I started walking out in the audience, and that helped. So anyway, it was a success, not because of my auctioneers, because there was great items to be auctioned off. So,
what kind of items there was?
Well, there was a photograph, had been painted, an acrylic photograph. I know it's hard to, it was a wonderful photograph of Mount Shasta, and then had paint put on it, and it was beautiful. It was done by Lori Goyne. I mean, she's just an exceptional artist. And then there was an office chair, sold the office chair. There was a two-day stay at this Cave Springs up in Dunsmuir. It's a resort up there. It sounds pretty cool.
I had never heard of it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it 2 days and you get a $100 gift card and all that. That was cool. A handmade quilt, which was beautiful. Judy Salter bought that. And then we had these two dinners that were being, I don't know if you were on the day that lady came on, and she's a chef, a former Marine, a chef, and she comes to your house and does a 4-course meal for up to 10 people. She brings everything, she cooks it, and then she cleans. And, yeah, I mean, it is a good deal, and I've had one of her dinners, and she's just an excellent, excellent chef. So we sold one of them for more money than what they said. You know, hey, this is a $1,500 value. But we sold it for $16. And then she turned around into this other lady that had been bidding against this other lady. She said, I will do a second one for the same price. And the woman said yes. So huge success that way. Anyway.
Really,
and all the money goes to like scholarships and good things. So we want to thank Lori Goyne and the whole group of the Seroptimus for inviting us. Linda Sang with her band. So, okay. At the National Finals Rodeo the other night, the champion, the guy that's number one in bull riding, his name's Kai Hamilton. He's an Australian. He's cute as a button, as Linda says. And he just really seems like a nice guy, you know. And I mean, he's very humble and all this. Well, he rides a bull. See, today's Thursday. He rides a bull Tuesday night that literally reared up, hit him in the face, knocked him out. He came off that bull and spun like a frisbee and landed face down in the arena and did not move. The Justin Sports Medicine people racing in. He is still unconscious. People are praying. They're doing a prayer. I mean, you know, the bullfighters down on their knees praying because it didn't look good at all. They put him on a stretcher. They carry him out straight to a hospital. Went through concussion protocols on Tuesday night. Spent the night in the hospital and rode a bull today. I mean, not today, but yesterday. He came out of the hospital, walked out, and he not only just got on the bull, he rode the bull, and he's got like a broken rib or a cracked rib. You want to talk about tough? Holy gobs of Batman. I mean, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. He got back on it, rode this bull, got off, and he didn't win, but he got money. I mean, he placed. It was phenomenal. I mean, you think about it. I didn't think that guy was going to ride again for, well, the rest of the finals, but he did. So when you see things like that, you realize how much abuse your body can take. So, okay, I'm going to take an early break because I want to talk about Jake Mangus. The little devil was on the show yesterday and didn't even hint that there were going to be changes at the Chamber of Commerce and some other places. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They are having a big sale. It's a big Christmas sale. I think it's 30% off. Don't quote me on that, but it's 20 to 30% off. They're bringing it all out there, everything from turquoise to, you know, Native American, state jewelry, regular jewelry, specially designed jewelry that they make themselves. It's all there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, locally owned, locally operated. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back. I wanna know, have you ever seen a rain coming down on a sunny day?
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Welcome back. My radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. I forgot to do the weather and to see what national day it is today. What national day is it today?
It's like my national day. It's Monkey Day.
It's Monkey Day. International Monkey Day?
Yeah.
Or National Monkey Day?
International.
International. Do you know anybody that's ever owned a monkey?
No, but I've been in Bali, and there's monkeys that are so crazy. They like to steal your food, steal your backpacks and everything.
Where were you at?
In Bali.
Oh, in Bali. Yeah.
So it was really cool.
I see that. I'll see these reels that show monkeys coming up and steal everything. In the Philippines, they have monkeys. And at the Oak Club, a monkey dropped down, came down, and reached out and took this sailor's hat and took off with it. Just gone.
Exactly.
So there's that monkey is probably, you know, they probably passed it down from monkey generation to monkey generation. Or another white hat. Hey, the weather. I forgot to do the weather. I just got so excited this morning. Hey, today, a widespread haze. Okay. Between 7 a.m. and noon, and partly sunny with a high near 61 tonight, a low around 42, and then Friday, which is it's Friday tomorrow already, partly sunny with a high near 64, Sunday sunny with a high near 67, Saturday night, 30% chance of rain. Now, Sunday is rain likely mainly after 10 a.m. in the morning, and it looks like we're looking at rain through Tuesday, with having rain likely, and then Wednesday kind of tapering off with just a chance of rain. So rain starting looks like probably Saturday night, well, after 4 a.m., so that didn't count. Nobody's up at 4 a.m. except Christina and the rest of her friends watching monkey videos. The weather reports, though, are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, family-owned company out of Anderson. It's a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They take care of their customers. They treat them like friends. Can't say enough about the Kenny family and Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Jake Mangus was on yesterday. Jake didn't even mention this, didn't even hint because I guess the notification hadn't gone out. Jake is leaving the Redding Chamber of Commerce. And where's Jake going? He's going to, if in case you haven't heard this, he's going to take, he's going to be the president and chief philanthropy officer of Mercy Foundation North. He starts there January 2nd. His last day as president and CEO of the chamber is December 25th. And Jake says, I'm excited to have an impact in healthcare I'm having a problem with this word today. So, I need your help. During my time at the chamber, I had the opportunity to work with Todd Smith, president of Mercy Medical Center of Reading, and most recently with Rob Lowe's, the CFO for the Mercy Medical Center. So Jake, who has been there for 8 years and has done just really a fine job. So that word is philanthropy.
Philanthropy.
Thank you. So every time I get ready to hit that word, I'm going to point at you. Okay?
Okay.
And then the chamber board chair, Christy Davis, thank Jake for his leadership, and said, on behalf of the Reading Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, we're very proud of all the work that Jake has done at the Reading Chapter. And he's done. He's done a lot. He's grown them to over 200 businesses, like 900 businesses are in the chamber. And you know, it's kind of like this. Jake came in. Frank Strazzanino had died. And Jake came in, and he's done a real good job. They started that initiative that ended up with Garden of Lights over at Turtle Bay, which has been a huge success. And he's built the chamber membership. He led the thing about the chamber not taking stances anymore in elections, which I thought was the smartest thing they could do.
Absolutely.
That,
I agree.
You know, them endorsing candidates, I never agreed with that. I told him that. I said, you don't need to do that because you've already irritated half your businesses there, if not more, by saying, hey, we're going to support this person. And in the three or four, and many of the instances, the people that they supported did not win. So, which is interesting.
Yes.
Their budget has grown from less than $400,000 to $1.7 million. That's pretty good, Jake. Anyway, they've taken over as Reading's tourism promoter. They did that Reading City Identity Project during the time, and that helped launch the Reading Garden of Lights. He was there for the car fire and the COVID-19. Jake did a good job.
He did. Absolutely.
And he's going to do a good job over there at this new organization,
Dignity Health.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, it's called the Mercy Foundation North.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to be the president and chief
philanthropist
officer. Yep.
Philanthropy.
Philanthropy.
Okay.
I got it.
You
know,
I've
used that word a million times, and I just couldn't get it out today. Anyway, good luck, Jake, and I'm sure we'll have you back on again with that. There's been they've got an interim CEO there until they can bring somebody else on. I'm sure it'll be somebody from our local community.
Absolutely.
Big shoes to fill. Okay. Good job, Jake. Thank you. You can go back
okay.
to work now.
I can go back.
You can go back
okay.
now. I will not
hey,
use
anytime.
That. Anytime. I will not use that word again. Shasta Jail, they had four inmates who suspected to have overdosed on fentanyl while on custody inside the jail this week. One died. Three others were saved with Narcan, but the other guy was too far along, and he passed. And the thing about it is that people will say, well, how'd they get fentanyl in there? Well, fentanyl, as you know, is a powder that is probably pretty easy to sneak in. Even though there's, you know, there's strip search and all those things, they probably had had it hidden in places. So anyway, but as soon as they saw the overdoses, the jail custodians jumped on it, and they did save three of them. It's unfortunate, but fentanyl kills people. I talked about this yesterday, that there was a an elementary school where kids were being had to be taken to the hospital for fentanyl overdoses. Well, they found out how it happened, and they arrested the parents of this one child who sent candy to school, right? Well, the candy seems to have been put in a bag that they had carried fentanyl products in. And being the person that uses fentanyl, they probably weren't the brightest in the world. So they, you know, took the fentanyl out of the bag and put candy in for the kids at the school. So the kids that got sick. But anyway, they arrested the parents for that. So that's how kids got fentanyl at school. They got it out of candy that was in a bag that parents had had fentanyl in. How stupid is that? Do you know anybody that takes fentanyl, Christina?
No, I don't. And also, if to
I
be honest,
huh?
In Ukraine, we don't have this stuff. I first time hear about fentanyl problem in America only.
Yeah.
So it's kinda,
well, we've got a real problem with this.
Kind of new, but I also, the worst thing what I saw, for me, like, I don't really care about people who choose to use it.
Yeah.
But the worst thing what I saw, it was a video from a national animal service.
Yeah.
The lady posted from her backyard, like a video,
uh-huh,
that a raccoon was getting crazy there.
A raccoon was?
Yes.
Because it was on fentanyl?
No, because he was just eating and drinking water from the sticks, and because fentanyl is a really heavy chemical, it's not going through, and even when people are going to the bathroom, it's going with the chemicals to the
Water.
To the water, and then animals are drinking that and getting crazy.
I'll be darned. I had not heard that.
I saw
it. It doesn't surprise me, because the amount of fentanyl that comes across our border is just incredible. And what do you expect when you have a border that you have no control over? You could, but you don't. The latest is their border patrol guys are saying, we're Uber drivers. We pick these people up. We take them to these organizations who then, some of them, they're all checked. Some of them end up in the hospital. These things happen. And then they go on to other parts of our country. And you wonder why all of a sudden we start getting these strange diseases that we haven't had here in this country for years. And now they're starting to come back. There's an appeals court, Federal Appeals Court, changing subjects totally, agreed to a special prosecutor Jack Smith's request to expedite former President Donald Trump's appeal to dismiss his Washington, D.C. election case based on presidential immunity. U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, not a surprise there, issued an order outlining a streamlined briefing schedule and calling for oral arguments with a date to be set later. According to the order, President Trump's opening brief is due by December 23rd. The order emphasized the issues and arguments should be raised in the opening brief, discouraging new points in the reply brief. So that is moving forward. And every time something like this comes out in the news, the polls go up for Donald Trump. Now, talking to somebody yesterday, and are the polls to be trusted? Are they pushing that Donald Trump is going to be the leader? He's going to win. He's going to be the candidate. All the same time, they're trying to put him in jail, as opposed to true polls that show maybe Nikki Haley or a couple others, maybe a lot closer, that people are, that are not, that the way the polls are written, because, you know, a poll will ask certain questions that come out with just one answer. You know, if this happened, would you do this? And, you know, that kind of thing. Now, some of the polls do show that Biden would lose not only to Trump, but a couple other of the Republicans that are running, Nikki Haley and DeSantis. So it's all something that's going to just continue on. But will there be a debate? Here's the next thing. Will there be a debate? Well, the Republican, and especially if it's Trump, will Joe Biden debate Donald Trump? If they're both the representatives, and there's nothing that says that Joe Biden's going to be the Democrat candidate for president. But if he was, what if Joe Biden said, I'm not going to debate Donald Trump? Why? Donald Trump didn't debate during all the Republican primaries. Why should I debate him? And that's a pretty specious, weak argument. But would he? What if he says I'm not going to debate him? One-on-one, mano a mano. There's just so many things going on here. It's very scary. It's not scary. It's just kind of unsettling. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. REU has got some rebates available. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, car, truck, or bike, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hour,
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studio of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trish is under the weather. Somebody asked, where's Trish? Well, Trish is a little bit under the weather, and she didn't want to spread that to everybody around here, which is thank you very much, Trish. But she'll be back next week. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The guys, they are the epicenter of the cutting edge technology that keeps people here in town instead of having to travel to Sacramento or the Bay Area for a variety of different treatments here, including something called the Guardian. It detects heart attacks before it happens. And why is this important? Well, if you're in the rural areas, and it was rolled out into, you know, places like Shasta Regional, because of we're a rural area out here where somebody doesn't have a doctor right there 5 minutes away. So this can detect a heart problem, the beginnings of a heart attack before you feel the symptoms, so you can get to a doctor. So this is just one of the many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does to protect the health of the residents up here in the North State. And I am here with Tina Brown from she's here with the Connected Living from Dignity Health, and she's director of the Community Service Programs. AmeriCorps Seniors, to be specific.
That's right.
Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Make sure you talk into that microphone.
I will.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
There you go. And you're here to talk about Adopt a Senior program.
Yes. So, yes, during the holidays, and we've been doing this, right around 15 years, we have a program called Adopt a Senior. And what we have done with our programs and our partners is we've identified about 400 seniors that could use a little extra holiday cheer. So most of them probably, you know, a typical senior would be they live alone, they have little or no family contact, they've had, you know, some trauma the last few months of their life, you know. So we don't question the referrals that we get, but they're referred to us by our care and case managers. And so we have a little card here, and we've contacted our seniors, and we've asked them a few questions. So we have a tree that's located at the Mount Shasta Mall. They're in Center Court, and on the tree is some tags with the names of our seniors. And on this
first names only.
First name only, yes, absolutely. We give them a first name only, an age, their gender, and then we'll talk a little bit about clothing size. And then there's some wishes that they might ask. And I might add that many of their wishes are just simple day-to-day things that we take for granted. And they don't ask for a lot, and they're just simple things. You can purchase a gift right there at the mall. You can take it over to Cookies and Yogurt, drop it in a box, and we pick it up. You don't even have to wrap the gift. But can I talk a little bit about, you know, some of the wishes that they might ask?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. So I had just wrote down some of the things from the different wishes list that I've seen. So someone asked for a backpack. Clothes is pretty common. A wood kit, wood kits to paint, books, combs, brushes, pajamas, robes, slippers, chocolates, stamps, stationery, blankets, pillows, wraps, just a lot of, you know, just really simple things like that.
Now, when these are all new, unwrapped.
Yes.
Unwrapped
please,
items
yes.
that you can drop off, and we'll talk about that. But are they wrapped then, or are they just, like, put in a bag and give them to them?
So, that's a great question. So we ask that they not be wrapped. You can
right.
return them unwrapped. So save money on, you know, wrapping paper, please, and a bag. But if you just want to bring it in your bag that you purchase it in, we have beautiful bags that have been sponsored by Driscoll Strawberries and the Disability Action Center. So they're reusable bags, large bags that say Adopt a Senior on them, and then the company's
okay.
logos, and they get delivered that way.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed that we've used bags a lot more lately.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we provide the bags, and we'll make sure
get that tissue paper and stuff it in there and put your name on it.
You don't need to do any of that.
Yeah.
No.
Because people have seen me wrap packages. It's scary. It's scary. I can use an inordinate amount of paper for a small package, and it looks like it. It doesn't even come out looking like a package.
Well, we actually prefer them not to be wrapped because what we want to do is make sure when the gift comes back up to our office, we check it to make sure it is appropriate.
Everything's okay.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
And sometimes we'll add to it. We get other donations as we might add to it if we feel like it might need a little more. And then check it off our list, and then we hand it over to a volunteer of the program that made the request for the gift, and it gets delivered before Christmas.
Okay, like this person here, nuts, candy,
yes,
backpack,
yeah,
clothes, food,
yeah, yeah.
You know, that's pretty simple.
Very simple. They're just simple requests, nothing expensive. Like I said, something that we would probably take for granted if we needed it, we just go get it.
Yeah.
But a lot of our seniors are homebound. They can't get out. They don't have someone to shop for them. On occasion, you might see a gift card on a request. They might be able to get out, just don't have any money. So a gift card is okay as well.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So this is over at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Yes.
And you can just kind of go up and take one of these things off then, right?
Yes, yes.
And then you can kind of like, for this person, walk down and pick up a backpack at one of the stores and some clothes that fit them because they have the sizes
That's
there.
Correct. Uh-huh.
And just little Christmas things for them.
Right. And then we have...
You're not restricted by this either. I mean, you could go, well, you know, I'm going to add this to it.
Right. You can add whatever you want. Now, we do ask, you know, or we mentioned on there, can they have nuts or candy? Because some of our seniors are diabetic and they can't. So that's a common request. So that's why if you see something that says nuts, yes or no, candy, yes or no, that way you know not to be able, you know, not to purchase that for that particular client. So we have other drop-off locations. So you go to the mall, you get your tag, and say you want to get some shopping done there and you want to go somewhere else or take it home, not ready to turn it in yet. We do have some other drop-off locations. So we have our agency at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive. You could drop it there. KIXE, they're at North Market Street. They're accepting those gifts as well. Make sure that they get to us. I mentioned cookies and yogurt there at the mall. They have a box. You can go drop it in the box there. And then we do have a few clients in the Red Bluff Tehama area. And American Embroidery Mart, they're collecting gifts as well.
Okay. American Embroidery and Art, where's that at?
It's right on Main Street. It's
Main Street.
In Red Bluff, I'm sorry.
Oh, in Red Bluff.
In Red Bluff.
I'm sorry, I missed that part.
Yes.
Okay, so this is kind of an easy way to help people, and
yes,
especially seniors that, you know, in this case, this person is 83.
Yes.
And, you know, it's harder to get out, and they're not going to maybe have a Christmas, but then they will. They'll have
a,
you know, it's not going to be a, who knows, it'll be a nice Christmas for them. You know, they get some clothes. And when they say food, when you see that, what's that mean?
So, food.
It doesn't mean like, hey, okay, I'm going to deliver you some hamburgers. No, that's not what it means. But you know,
we'll make sure that our seniors, in fact, all of our seniors in our programs that are connected with us at Connected Living, we make sure that they are, you know, we connect them. Again, there's that word connected because that's what we are. We connect our seniors to programs. We'll connect them with our food bank, and we'll make sure that they do not go hungry. We have our food bank. We could even talk about our food bank expansion. It's just going great right now. I know.
I tell you what. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And then let's talk about that. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Tina Brown, and she's from Connected Living, part of Dignity Health. And she's director of the Community Services Program, AmeriCorps Seniors, and we're talking about adopting a senior for Christmas, but there's much more to it than just that, obviously. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
How can we back when our earth is burning? How do we sleep?
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe.
Multiplies, the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd, for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of California Dreamin'. Yes, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're having problems with your workers' compensation treatment, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He's an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. Your employer wants you back because you're a valued member of his family there to get you back to work. And if you're having problems with insurance companies or other things, give Patrick a call. He's, like I said, he's an expert on this, and he's gonna go to battle for you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. I'm here with Tina Brown, who is with Connected Living at Dignity Health and is a director of community service programs at AmeriCorps Seniors. And we're talking about the adopting a senior. There's a Christmas tree down in the Mount Shasta Mall.
Yes.
With cards on them. And on the back of these cards, it talks about the person and their age, their shirt and pant sizes, slipper sizes, yes. If there's any restrictions, things that you can, buy for them, things like, backpack, clothes, food in this case.
Yes.
But we were talking food.
Yes.
And you said you made sure that seniors that were in your program didn't go hungry.
We do. So with all of our programs at Connected Living, we're all our advocates for our seniors, and so we keep an eye on them, and if we at any point feel like that they need food, we make sure that they get what they need through our food bank. So, obviously maybe they're looking for something, maybe, for the holidays or something a little more special. So absolutely, if you can help provide food for our seniors, we would appreciate that.
Okay, so your food bank. Tell me about that. You said you just expanded your food bank.
Right. So Dignity Health received a $1.3 million grant from the state to increase our capacity. So in the first time in almost 25 years, we've been able now to expand our food bank. And I'm not sure if you have been on campus and seen our food bank, but it's been pretty cramped for some time. We've just overflowed into our parking lot, setting up storage sheds and trucks, refrigerated trucks, just to hold all the food. And so our project is coming along very nicely, and and looks like it's going to be completed maybe early spring or late winter. Don't have an exact date on that, but we're really excited. It's going to be expanded. It's going to double our warehouse size, add office space, a freezer, a new public entrance so people can more easily access our program. So we're really excited about
that. Where do you get the food from?
The food comes from, well, federal, state, you know, monies. We also get food donated from local grocery stores. You know, it just comes
from. So you get grants to go out and buy food.
We get grants to buy food or, yes, so through federal and state dollars. Yeah. And then also we have local grocery stores, you know, your Safeway or sure. Raley's or, you know, stores like yeah. that have overflow. They will also donate.
Okay.
And we're kind of like, I look at us as like the main hub here in the North State because a lot of times we get food that we can't, that we serve and help the smaller food banks. So we work together.
Okay. So, but it's not just for seniors, right?
Right, right.
That's for any, I mean, right. anybody that's in your program. But they have to be in your program.
Well,
right?
They don't even have to be in our program.
Okay.
So we do have some distributions. So we have 9 distributions locations in Shasta County. And you could call our office and get a list of those or check out our website where they're at. So they can just drive up and you know.
Just walk in?
Not walk in. Since COVID, we started the drive-through process, and that's worked out well. And so we have a lot of our AmeriCorps seniors that will help, you know, with this process. And if you've ever come visit us on a distribution day, cars are lined up all the way down, sometimes past Simpson University, all the way down College View Drive, waiting to drive through to pick up food. It is a real need in here in the North State.
Wow.
Hunger.
And that's for any age.
That's for any age, yeah. Now, there's some programs, some of our food distributions might be more for a senior. It depends. You know, when you have federal.
But you deliver to seniors.
That's our Meals on Wheels,
right.
too. That's our
okay.
Meals on Wheels. That's something a little bit different.
Right.
So, and that would be more specific to probably age in need. Okay. So, when we have federal and state grants, they dictate to us as well, you know, what's required or who we're going to serve. But we have multiple grants. So we don't want anyone to go hungry. So please call us and we'll figure it out.
Well, you know, I know you had that program, but I didn't realize how far reaching it was. And that's bad on me. But so this is for people that are, you know, I mean, especially in today's economy and the cost of food is ridiculous, as we know.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I priced a bag of Fritos. Okay, this is not the large bag.
No,
it's a regular bag. It's like $6
exactly.
for a bag of Fritos. Guess what, Fritos? I didn't need you that bad.
Exactly. We serve approximately 5,000 individuals from every walk of life every month. Yeah, so that's a lot of people we're serving.
And what kind of food do you hand out?
You name it.
I mean, is it like meat and chicken and things like that, or is it mainly canned foods and packaged foods?
Well, we have our government, you know, subsidy, you know, food. So there's the staples that they have. And then I've been in the food bank, and I've seen everything from boxes of crackers to soups to meat, frozen meats. You know, during the holidays, they give out, like, turkeys and ham and things like that. So it is a wide variety. There's been times I've had a client where I went in and said, you know, hey, I need a bag of groceries for this individual. And they're able to go pull in, you know, spaghetti and spaghetti sauce and meat and maybe some bread and some salad.
People can donate to your food bank, too, right? Or not?
That I don't know if they can donate food.
Yeah.
That I don't know, but we certainly accept, you know,
money.
Monetary donations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just give me money.
Yes, it makes it easier.
Because you'll
probably
get a better deal than we would.
Yes.
Okay, but going back to our original premise here,
mm-hmm.
which is bring comfort and joy to a senior in our community.
Yes.
This is a senior in need. This isn't Red Emerson we're talking about here.
No.
these are people that need some help. They're not
right.
going to have a Christmas. And you can just go down to the Mount Shasta Mall. You
yes.
can pick up one of these cards, and one side it says Adopt a Senior.
Yes.
And the next side you can kind of turn around and see who that is.
Exactly.
And go, well, I don't know if I want to do this person. So you can pick out another one. Oh, okay, this is very simpatico. And it's got a list, and then you can just donate it right there at Cookies and Yogurt
yes.
at the Mount Shasta Mall. You can go by KIXE. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows where that is on Market Street, North Market. And Dignity Health Connected Living out on Mercy Oaks Drive.
Right, right. And just drive through.
Drop it off?
Under our portiere, walk through the door.
With
right
the
there.
Card.
With the card, yes. Thank
with
you.
With the card. And just don't drop off it. You got to show them where it's supposed to go to.
Right. And Carl, if I may add we would like to have all of our seniors adopted and gifts purchased and dropped off by Monday the 18th. That gives us less than a week to process and deliver. And I know, but this is the last probably
okay.
busy
today
weekend
today is the
before.
14th.
Yeah.
So you've got today, tomorrow, you got this weekend.
Yes.
You go out and do all that,
yes.
and then you
yes.
can either drop it off at the mall right there. You can drop it off at KIXC, or
yes.
you can go out to Dignity Health Connected Living. But you got to have it in on Monday.
Yes. And we want to make sure we do our best that we've never failed our seniors. We want to make sure every single one is adopted. They will get something.
How many of them are there?
We identified about 400 through our programs. 400 and
there's 400 of these things on that.
Yes. Now let me share though with you that yeah. Mercy Medical Center employees, they've adopted 85 of them already.
Okay.
And St. Elizabeth Hospital, they adopted 75 of our seniors. Curves here in Reading, they adopted 40 of them. Driscoll's, I want to say they 20 or 25. So we've had, you know, some companies and you know, and our, of course, our hospitals staff pick up and they've adopted many of these, but we still have a handful left. I picked up 25 yesterday from a location that I'm bringing this morning to the Mount Shasta Mall, seniors that need to be adopted. So I'm guessing we have about, I'm guessing we have about 40, 45 seniors, but we're going to place every last tag we have at the Mount Shasta Mall.
What's a zipper snap button? What's that mean?
Close, and then you know sometimes I'm not seeing the card that you're looking at the moment. Is
it
that a restriction
says,
or
it says restrictions? No, but then underneath it has zipper snap button. Maybe that means for close,
right? Because some of our seniors can't, you know, because of maybe their disability and mobility issues, are not able to like
this
zip
one looks
up close.
Like she can.
So
she
maybe
can
a snap bite might be better than a zipper.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going KCNR Free Fire Radio. We're going to adopt Virginia.
Awesome.
So we have Virginia here. So I'm going to give you all some money, you, Christina, because I know you're a good little shopper. I'm going to give you some money so you can go out and get this. And then bring it back, and we'll deliver it over to whatever's close.
Whatever's
okay?
Close.
If you're out at Mount Shasta Mall, wherever you shop at, it doesn't make any difference where you shop at, huh? But
that's
bring
right.
it back in, and we'll drop it off at KIX. There you go.
I appreciate that, Carl. Thank you so much.
Well, if everybody did that, I mean, it's not like we're going to spend $1,000 here, but we can get some good stuff for them.
Yes, we can. Thank
you.
The community has never failed us. They are. We live in the most generous area.
Don't we?
We
do. Isn't this a great place?
Yeah, yeah. It is awesome. And thank you so much for your time today and letting me share our
anytime, you know that.
Here.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Mike DeQuisto, I think, is going to be here.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. The House has authorized an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Authorizing the month-long inquiry ensures the impeachment investigation extends well into 2024, when Mr. Biden will be running for re-election. House Republicans say Hunter Biden is in more trouble after defying a congressional subpoena to appear privately for a deposition with investigators digging into his business dealings. Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan says Hunter Biden could face contempt of Congress.
We will begin looking at that. Both the lawyers for the Oversight Committee, the lawyers for the Judiciary Committee will move in that direction. But look, when Congress asks you to come, you're supposed to come and come and testify.
House GOP leaders say they'll begin looking at contempt of Congress proceedings in response to Hunter Biden's lack of cooperation. Wednesday was a record breaker on Wall Street.
Wall Street rallied after the Federal Reserve indicated that the cuts to interest rates investors crave so much may be coming next year. The Dow jumped 512 points. That's about 1.4%. The Dow reached a record high above 37,000 points. Other indexes that investors follow more closely also leaped. The S&P 500 rose 1.4% and is within reach of its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.4%. Wall Street loves lower interest rates because they relax pressure on the economy and goose prices for all kinds of investments. The Fed indicated it may cut rates several times next year. Seth Sutel, New York.
The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits fell last week as the labor market continues to thrive amid high interest rates and still elevated inflation. The Labor Department says applications for jobless benefits fell by 19,000. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 105 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
A UN report says Taliban officials are sending Afghan women to prison to protect them from violence by men.
According to the report, the Taliban is sending women to prison if they have no male relatives to stay with or if the male relatives are considered unsafe. Afghan authorities have also asked male relatives for commitments or sworn statements that they'll not harm a female relative. Before the Taliban seized power in 2021, there were 23 state-sponsored women protection centers in Afghanistan where survivors of gender-based violence could seek refuge. The UN says that now there are none. I'm Donna Warder.
The European Central Bank has decided to keep its key interest rate at a record high and will leave it there as long as needed to battle back inflation. The signal cuts aren't around the corner despite expectations the bank will act next year to support the shrinking economy. News and analysis at townhall.com. Safety inspections have been ordered for Boeing jets.
5 years after a fatal accident, federal officials are proposing modifications and additional inspections to the engine housing of nearly 2,000 Boeing jets in the U.S. The proposal by the Federal Aviation Administration follows recommendations that Boeing made to airlines in July. The FAA wants airlines to replace fasteners and certain other parts that surround the engines of many older Boeing 737s. Airlines will have until the end of July 2028 to make the changes. John Scott report.
A Navy officer jailed in Japan over a car crash that killed two Japanese citizens has been transferred into U.S. custody and is being returned to the United States. That's according to a statement from the family of Lieutenant Ridge Alconis, who'd been serving a 3-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to the negligent driving deaths. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. But Trish is under the weather today, but she'll be back next week. So get well, Trish. We love you. Christina's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we know it's National Monkey Day, or International Monkey Day, which is kind of appropriate. We're going to be talking politics here in a few minutes. What other day is it?
You know, sometimes politics has to be like monkeys to go through all these difficult things.
Oh, yeah. So is there another day?
Yeah. Also, there's today National Alabama Day.
Alabama Day. All right.
Did you ever been in Alabama?
Oh, yeah. You haven't, but you should.
No, but I only heard Alabama accent. What's really fun.
Yeah. Well, they're having a recall, I think, of Diet Coke and Sprite and everything out of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. There's some kind of physical objects in the can, so they recalled all those out of those three states. And, you know, people from Alabama, they're used to drinking stuff that's got stuff in it. So, hey. Anyway, okay. Well, good. Hey, today's weather for this week. Today is going to be, you know, slightly hazy, like you're seeing, a little cloudy. But it's going to we're going to have a high of around 61 today and a low of around 42. Now, Friday and Saturday are going to be sunny. But however, Saturday night, there's going to be, after 4 a.m., a chance of rain. And then rain likely Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And Wednesday, another chance of rain. So, winter is coming here, right here in River City. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, is a family-owned business. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans, so they make sure everybody is warm during the winter. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with the former mayor of Redding, California. Not in an elected position. I mean, it's a city council. You're elected to the city council. But as we sometimes forget, the mayor is appointed, not elected.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning, Michael.
Nice to see you again.
Well, hey. We survived the national finals. I got a vet run with my horse today, right after the show. And I'm glad that you're here because while I was gone, all this stuff happened.
And we did it on purpose since you weren't in town, just to avoid the excitement.
And you know what? I didn't mention any politics or anything while we were at the NFR when we were doing our shows.
Well, you shouldn't. It's not what it's about.
You're absolutely right. Even though when I saw it, I went, wow, that's interesting. So,
DeQuisto's at it again.
DeQuisto's at it again has lit up the airwaves. So, when you were on before, you were on several weeks ago, and
yes.
You mentioned when I said, "Well, yeah, Mark's going to be the next mayor," and you know this, and you said, "You know, I'm not too sure about that," and that's all you said, and I went, "Oh, so tell us what happened that night, that Tuesday, that fateful Tuesday."
Well, let me start with the
okay.
The city council gets $600 a month. It's a half-time, part-time volunteer job. Just don't get paid very much.
No.
Whether you're the mayor or the vice mayor or the mayor pro tem or just one of the members, you get paid the same. Your vote counts the same. The mayor is a ceremonial position, but you do have some additional duties that you have to do and some additional authority. You run the meetings, which you have to. Somebody has to run the meetings, so you
right.
go and do that.
Yeah.
You have to sign all the contracts, all the ordinances, all the resolutions. You have to deal with all that. That's a lot of work. You meet regularly with the city manager and sometimes the department heads, and you get a heads up and you get a flavor for what's happening with the city, what's going on, what's happened in the past, what's lined up and coming up in the future. And then you also get a lot of interaction with the public, whether it's complaints or compliments, usually more complaints or questions, like when's Placer Street going to be, you know, paved or when?
When is Placer Street going to be paved? I mean, you know what? You should start, if you live anywhere near Placer Street, like I do, or you traveled on Placer Street, the city ought to be giving you coupons for your alignment of your front end of your car or truck.
Well,
it's
I
like
can,
bouncing. You yeah. bounce down. You don't drive down Placer Street. You bounce down Placer Street.
You need an ATV. What's actually going on, there's a dispute between the city and the contractor, and we're trying to resolve it. To get it all done. That's the best
that's
I can.
All. there's a beef. Oh,
there's
I'm
a beef.
Sorry. Because I had, when they were tearing up the streets and fixing the sewers, talking to a young man who was in charge of all this, he goes, yeah, it's really strange, you know, because y'all had I say y'all, the city had just done our street like 2 years before. It was perfect. You could play billiards on that street, right? We got lights. You could play in the middle of the night. It was perfect. Then they came in and they ripped it up. He said, oh, no, this is even better. We've been tearing up one end of the street, and they're paving the other end of the street. And he said, why? And he went and he said, why don't you just kind of hold off on these areas you know we're going to be, you know, tearing up? And they said, well, that's under a different contract. Well, so? I mean,
sometimes the right hand is not aware of what the left hand is doing, and vice versa.
It's the you know what? That department's not that big. Come on. Anyway, that's just a simple little complaint. Okay, so it takes hours. It does take time, though, right?
It takes extra time, and you can be as busy as you want or not want, but there's certain things you have to go do. Oh, yeah. You also get to you make proclamations. And honor people and events and
get your photo taken.
Get your photo taken. Go to openings and things like that.
Sure.
You make appointments to various commissions, which have to be approved by the council, but generally they are approved, like to the Planning Commission or the CSAC Commission or some of the other ones. And those are usually 2 or 4 year appointments. So that's important. So there is more work to do as the mayor than there is as the other positions.
Well, how much? Like you said, you can spend as much time probably or as least time, okay? But the mayor is going to be spending how many, would you say, a week? Just an average.
When you first start, you got to spend more because it's brand new.
Right.
I would say 10 to 20 hours a week.
Okay. Let's just say 15 hours a week.
Say 15. It's not. I mean, you can spend more if you wanted to, but what you need to cover and what you need to do between reviewing the agenda and being prepared for the meetings and then conducting the meetings – and then go into the meetings with Mr. Tippin are the three most important things, and then your various ceremonies. So some weeks it varies. It's not constant every week. Some weeks are much busier than other weeks, and
sure,
some weeks aren't as busy.
And how about for just the city council themselves, if you're not the mayor? But it could be the same thing.
It could be the same thing. I mean, just as a for instance, and this is one of the things at camp that night, Mark Mazzano spends at least 40 hours a week, maybe more, on city council duties. He is the busiest, most productive council member that I have seen in the 5 years I've been there, and the times before that where I've paid attention. He works his ass off, way harder than any other councilor. He works harder than I do.
That word's okay. Don't.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
He works very hard. He works very hard at it, mm-hmm. and he's a very good council person.
Well, he's retired from the Highway Patrol, so he said that when he ran. He's going to make this like a full-time job.
He is, and so I don't criticize any – however much time you want to put in and what you want to put it in on is up to you as a council member. And if the voters don't like it, either you get recalled or you don't get voted back in again, or you get tired of the job and can't do it leave. But so it varies for everybody, but that's what you essentially go and do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a break now, then we're going to come back. Now that we've had an idea about the time and what the mayor does and all these things, then we can come back and discuss what happened that night.
Okay, I'll be happy to.
This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging, and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program. And the idea is to prevent or reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. They're going to come into your house, and they're going to do things like put up probably grab rails in your showers and maybe railings around your house, things like that to help you get around better because you're happier in your own home, you know, and you don't want to fall because once you fall and you're older, you may not go back to the home. So this is a good program. And so give them a call at 530-842-1687, the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. And we'll be right back with former mayor and man about town, Michael DeQuisto.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones, town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
At Hawes Farms, we grow more than crops. We grow family, traditions, and stand for freedoms to be shared with all. In that spirit, Hawes Farms is proud to host our veterans, a special evening dedicated not only to celebrate a country Christmas, but to celebrate our country by giving back to the brave men and women who have given so much to us when it matters most. A night at Lights on the Farm, with a journey by train or country-covered wagon, and a visit with Santa. Gathering fireside with family and friends, roasting s'mores, and sipping a hot cocoa or a holiday cocktail. Zip around our ice skating rink with the kids, or climb on a roller coaster, go-kart, or bumper car. All happening on Wednesday, December 20th, and supporting Reading VFW Post 1934. Because we can't do what they do, but we can be the wind beneath their wings. Reserve your ticket for December 20th today at historichawsfarms.com and share Christmas with your family and our veterans.
Wind River Resort and Casino is spreading holiday cheer one Benjamin at a time with our $30,000 holiday cash extravaganza swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday in December starting at 7 p.m. Five lucky winners every half hour are drawn to win up to $500 cash. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're all missing Trish today. She's a little bit under the weather. She'll be back next week. This portion of the show brought to you by an Anderson business, NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, side-by-sides, backhoes, skid steers, they have it all. And you can rent it for a day. You can lease it for a while, or even better, why don't you buy yourself a tractor? Everybody needs a Kubota tractor. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can reach them at 530-221-6800. It's locally owned, locally operated. They are big in Toys for Tots, and they collect boxes of that. Speaking of which, after I asked people to help fill up our box here for our Toys for Tots, we had, you know, some people coming in, but I still have room right at the top of the box. So if you'd like to bring in some games or, you know, things like that, and new unwrapped games or toys for kids or older kids, just come on here to 1326 Market Street and fill this box up. and help make a good Christmas for kids that need it. I'm here with Michael DeQuisto, Reading City Council, who just stepped down from mayor. And we're talking about what happened. We were gone when it happened, so this is my first chance really to discuss it. When Mark Mazzano, who was up, he was next in line for the mayor, and you said that Mark is one of the hardest working people there. He takes this like a full-time job.
Or more.
And so he was up for it. And what happened on Tuesday?
So just sort of background, everybody probably knows already, but I'll say it one more time, is that the normal progression goes from mayor, vice mayor, mayor pro tem, mm-hmm. and then when the mayor's done for his one-year term or her one-year term, the vice mayor is automatically approved, or essentially approved, and then the mayor pro tem step up to vice mayor, and you elect a new mayor pro tem, and that's how you continue and go on that way.
Yep.
And for years and years, the city has followed that tradition, although it's an unwritten rule. There's no formal...
Yeah, you got bounced.
I got bounced 2 years ago. Gary Cadd got bounced several years ago. I got bounced, and then Mark got bounced. I'm not aware of anybody else that got bounced.
I heard that Francie Sullivan, but I'm not sure, because we were talking about it last night, and somebody said, nope, she didn't, you know, that they passed her over.
I think there was a year where Rick Bassetti did it twice in a row for some reason, and I'm not sure what it was. But
and over at the Board of Supervisors, they just did it to Tim Garmon.
Tim Garmon was vice chairman or whatever it was, and he didn't get it.
No. So both government bodies voted somebody else in. Okay.
Yes, they did. So anyway, this is what happened. So the item gets called. I explained that, you know, the council can do whatever they want. It's a one-year term. You can vote for whoever you want to vote for.
Maybe you shouldn't have said that. Or
did
you have to?
I wanted to explain to the public what the options were and this and that. I mean, I think it's fair that they know what the rules are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we called the matter. I called the matter. And I started with Ms. Winter, and I said, do you have a motion? And she said, no. I then went to Miss Audette, and I said, do you have a motion? And she said, no. I then went to Mr. Munns and said, do you have a motion? And he said, yes. He said, I nominate, I forget exactly what he said, but the gist was that he nominated Tanessa Audette for mayor. He nominated Julie Winter as vice mayor. And then he said, and for mayor pro tem, either Mark Mazzano or me, whatever. is essentially what he said. So then that motion needed to be seconded. So I said, is there a second for that motion? Tanessa didn't say anything. And Julie Winter said, well, yes, I have a second. This is difficult. And I was frustrated. And I interrupted her, and I said, no, it's not, because I knew it was going to happen. It's obvious when Jack made the motion, it was going to be the three of them. It's going to be Tanessa as the mayor and Julie as the vice mayor and probably Jack or Mark is the mayor pro tem. Actually, the mayor pro tem is still up in the air.
You haven't figured that one out yet.
No, we got to have another discussion.
That's 3 years
next week. So.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, and I was frustrated, frankly, after 5 years, after having it happen to me. And this is not about me. This is about what should be done and what's right. And I was frustrated that night, and so I said, well, no, it's not hard. So Julie said, well, I second the motion. But she didn't say why she thought Tanessa was a better candidate than Mark. So we had a motion, a second, and I said, well, then I have a motion. And I said, I move that Mark Mazzano be mayor and that Tanessa be vice mayor, which would be her next step up, and that Jack be mayor pro tem. And I said, Mark has worked, what I said before on the air, he's worked really hard. He's the best qualified. Tanessa had only been on the council for a year or less, and 6 months into it, she decides to run for state assembly. So, I mean, my personal opinion, she's an opportunist. God bless her if she wants to run and win. So, you know, anybody that runs, I say that's a good thing to do. But I don't think it's fair to the citizens of Reading to run for four, you know, and say imply that you're going to stay for 4 years and then 6 months into your term say, you know, I'm out of here. I'm going to go run for something else. Or if she really wants to, let her resign from the city council and put all her effort into running for state assembly. I mean, why keep it as a backup? But that's just my view of the world, and she can obviously do what she wants to go do.
Well, we're going to invite Tanessa on.
And you should.
No, we are, because she's the mayor. And,
yeah.
And, I mean, it was some consternation here, and she needs a chance to say, you know, I didn't bring it up. I did vote for myself. And
that's okay. You can vote for yourself.
That's okay, because you believe in yourself. You would vote for yourself. Yeah. Or you wouldn't
recuse
yourself.
Why would you not vote for yourself?
Yeah. Why would you not? And so there's – I don't have a problem with her voting for herself or anything, but I would like to hear – Well, she needs to come on. We've had her on because she's running for assembly.
Sure.
And, but we also talked some, you know, local politics. Same thing with Mark. He's running for assembly, and he. But we also talk local politics. And then all the candidates who are running for assembly come through here. And in January and February, because the primary is going to be in March, we're going to have them on, I hope, several times, so that they can talk about what they want to accomplish as in the assembly, and, you know, kind of stick to that.
Well, yeah.
But what other? Okay, so.
So that's what happened.
And then the vote was taken.
So then I made a motion to put Mark in and do that, and Mark seconded the motion. Well, the way it works is that the second motion is voted on first.
Okay.
So my motion was voted on, and the three, I called them Bethelites. I don't know if that was the right word or not, but again, I was frustrated. Julie, Jack, and Tanessa voted no.
No, what you said was.
Well, I said several things, and you can watch the video. I'm not excited about repeating
it. We can't say it on the air.
No, I was frustrated, but it's public record, and anybody that wants to go watch it can go to the city's website and go watch it.
Okay.
So we had the vote on my motion, and it was defeated, and then we had the vote on Mr. Munz's motion, and it passed. And one of the things that Mr. Munz said, which is interesting, is during the course of the discussion on that, he said, well, words to the effect of, we think this is what we want, or we think this is the best. And then he changed we to I. Now, I don't know what he meant when he said we, but we refers to more than one person. The inference would be that the three of them had talked about it or knew about it in some fashion.
Of course they did.
And what was going to go on. Well, that's a potential. You said that, not me. But
but come on. I mean, well, we're not stupid.
I think it's a potential Brown Act violation.
This just didn't happen just like, oh, surprise, surprise, surprise. Like nobody else knew about it?
I think it's a potential Brown Act violation.
Well.
But that's a separate issue.
You can't prove it.
No, you can't prove it. But you just look at it, and everybody has to come to their own decision and decide what they want to go do. The other thing I want to say is that I've always said, even when I'm losing on votes, and I lose plenty, I accept the result and I move on. So I'm glad to work with Tanessa and the other council members for the rest of my term. I wish her all the best as mayor. And so there's no personal animosity, at least on my part, there isn't.
No. Well, no, there's not.
I just want to say that for the record, so there shouldn't be.
No, that y'all are going to need to work together and continue having those 3-2 votes for the next couple of years, unless Tanessa wins. What happens if Tanessa wins and for the assembly, or there's a runoff? Okay, so there's a runoff. So then she's campaigning all the way into next November. So what if she wins in November?
If she wins in November.
I mean, because she's gone then.
She would be gone, so then there would be an open seat. And the council at that time could choose to stay with four, and not have an odd number.
Not get anything done.
Well, you'd probably have a lot of 2-2 votes.
or
they could appoint somebody. They could take applications from the public and hold hearings and appoint somebody, or they could schedule an election. If she gets past the primary, you won't know until November. Then you'd have to schedule a special election, and that would probably cost $50,000 to $100,000 to the city.
Just to add a name onto the.
If you decide to have the voters choose, which personally I think the voters should choose as opposed to the council appointing somebody.
I think they should. Yeah.
And particularly given the makeup of the council and what it could be another Bethel supporter that gets appointed. If a Bethel supporter gets elected, fair enough. But I think it should go to the citizens for an election, irrespective of the cost. But that's another reason when you decide whether you're going to vote for Tanessa or Mark. To say, well, if she wins, it may cost the city, you know, $100,000.
It's the same thing for Mark, though.
Mark is a little bit different because Mark's seat comes up in November. So Mark is in the last year of his term. So he's going to be – that seat is going to be up for election.
Up for election anyway.
Whether he doesn't make it past the primary and applies again in the summer or doesn't, that seat is up already. That's in the schedule, in the works. It doesn't cost the city any extra that hasn't been anticipated.
Okay, we got to take a break because I have some questions about, is there ways of changing it so you can say, hey, if you're a city council member, you can't run into that last year for any other office. Could you do something like that? So that way you keep them there for 3 years and then, like Mark's doing, hey, I'm running, it's my last year. If I win, you got to have an election anyway.
We can talk about that after the break.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell is just a fine person. She treats her customers like friends, and she makes sure they get the best deals. And with all the weirdness going on with insurance companies here, gone, back, gone, all of these, you probably would like to have a free review and evaluation of your insurance. Give her a call, 530-221-0441 for that free review and evaluation, or make an appointment at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Saddle up and ring in the new year the wild, wild way at the 2023 New Year's Eve Bash in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Live music from Lance Michael Cornwell will keep your boots tapping and the dance floor hopping all night long. Enjoy a delicious buffet, dessert, swag, and drink specials. The fun starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at just $65 plus fees. Or go VIP for only $300 per couple, including a one-night stay at our luxurious hotel. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Street Fighter Good morning, everybody. 8:35 in the morning here on the 14th of December. About 40 degrees out there today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller, so it's easy to find. And it's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And just let me make this clear. This is a barbershop. This is not a hair salon. No, but you will get an outstanding haircut. I haven't had a bad one in 16 years. I love this place. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478, so it fits into my schedule, or you can just drop by. They've got an empty spot there. You're just going to get a great haircut at Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Mike DeQuisto, and we're talking about the vote last week. Was it last week?
A week ago Tuesday.
And that had Tanessa Audette put into the that she was appointed the mayor.
She was appointed mayor.
A mayor, and when it was Mark Mazzano's turn, because he was the mayor pro tem, and it was...
He was the vice mayor.
He was, the vice mayor. Mayor pro tem is the third.
That's number three in line.
In case something happens.
It's like a Speaker of the House is the third in line.
Got it. Anyway, and Tanessa was appointed by Julie Winters and Josh Munns and Tanessa. She voted for herself. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Believe in yourself. Is there a way to prevent people? Because now, because Tanessa is also running for assembly, as is Mark, but she's only got a year in the job. So if she makes it into, say, you know, if she gets into the runoff, so she's going to be running for office all the way through next November. And then if she wins, she leaves.
So, that's correct.
So then there has to be either be an appointment or a special election.
Well, she would leave in November, which would mean there were 2 years left on her term.
Right, so it has to be.
So there would, the city council could stay and just have four people, which would probably not be the best idea. The city council could appoint a new person to fill out the remainder of the term.
I'm throwing my hat in the ring right now.
They could take applications and do interviews, which would be in the public, and then appoint somebody after that process. Or they could decide to hold an election, and it would have to be, you either have to wait a year till the next November when there was a regularly scheduled election, or do a special election. A special election might cost $100,000.
Okay.
You know, there's one other thing that I was going to make. Oh, go ahead.
Is there a way that you can have something in the council rules that says, hey, if you're going to be run for the city council and we expect you to be here for 4 years, you've got to be here a minimum of 3 years before you run for another office? And your answer to that was?
My lawyer answer is I don't know. That I see some potential problems with restricting your ability to run for office and doing that. But there is something that you could do, and that would be to change the – there are some things the council votes on that you need four votes instead of three.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want to declare an emergency, like when the car fire came and went through, you need four votes to do that and to continue it. Maybe you could say for the new mayor – and you probably have to do it for the vice mayor and the other one as well. You need four votes instead of three.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. That says if you want to, you know, this is the way that the order is set up, and if you want to change the order, it's going to take a four vote.
And if you get four votes, you could say unanimous, but four might be better. And, I mean, I just thought about that. That was something the council would – I would have to bring up, or somebody would have to bring up an item 12 and see if the council was interested – and then have them come back and vote on it and see whether they want to change it or not.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a bad idea.
It doesn't, but okay. So there was hard feelings over this.
Not by me.
Well,
let me just say one other thing on that. Let me interrupt 1 second, then we'll talk about what actually happened in a little more detail. Mark got almost 20,000 votes when he was elected. Tanessa got about 10,000 votes. And by putting Tanessa in, you're effectively disenfranchising the 20,000 people that voted for Mark by not giving him an opportunity to be the mayor. And I don't think that's right. They didn't follow tradition and they disenfranchised those people. That was the heart of my
argument
and my objection to it. And it still is today. But it is what it is, and, you know, what are you going to do?
Well,
you put your hat in, you could be the mayor.
I can't wait. My hat will be a cowboy hat, and you know what I'll be interested in.
Well, I will tell you also, there's been a lot of reaction to this. It's sort of a tempest in a teapot.
Yeah.
I've gotten some inquiries from out of the area of publications wanting to know, you know, can you talk? Is there anything more to the story here or not? I don't know if anything's going to happen with that or not.
Well, you know, you used the term the Bethel juggernaut. Which is a term you don't hear all the time anymore, not since World War II, the juggernaut. And Julie said, hey, well, how dare you? You know, you're saying this is because of my religious beliefs or we're all going to the same church. So my question is, if they were all Catholic and they went to St. Mary's up on the hill here and they voted that way, would you say the Catholic juggernaut?
They're not Catholic. They all go to Bethel.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why I said what I said.
Okay. Because I see this, and as we talked about, that 7 out of the 10 candidates that ran last time that got votes were all either Bethel or...
Bethel-affiliated or Bethel the Stirring. Bethel-affiliated.
And yeah. So, but they... And, you know, Jack Munns, when he ran, I don't know how much advertising or anything he did, but won easily.
He came in third, and he did very well.
Yeah, and beat McIlvain.
Mazzano beat McIlvain, but Jack Munns came in third. He did very well.
Yeah.
I think it was because he said he was retired law enforcement.
That could be, but he's not even from here. I mean,
well,
but he still won.
He won,
and he, you know, he's there doing his job. I'm not casting any type of stones at Jack.
He's doing a good job.
Most of the people that run live here, and I mean, have lived here for a while. Now, Tanessa is a very, very capable woman. Obviously,
she is,
but she's also run for assembly. So I wonder is how much time. Because I'm getting I'm getting press releases from her daily, and you know, how much time does she have to spend on the job, especially if it goes into a runoff, it will.
One of the things that's interesting. I am not aware that there's a Democratic candidate who's applying to run in the Assembly District number 1, and if there isn't, and there are 4 or 5 Republicans. My guess, I don't know, is that the top two would be Tanessa and Mark Mazzano, which means they'll have to run again in November because it's the top two runoff. Even to get over 50%, you got to run twice. And I thought
if you got over 50%,
not for the state office, only for the county. But here's what it's going to mean, and I'm not sure how good this is for the city. They're both on the council, and they're both running, and there will be some. What I call grandstanding during the meeting to try to help their campaigns. And it may or may not be beneficial for the city. It'll be interesting to watch.
Do you think this was because they're both running for assembly and being mayor is a step up? They can put that on their campaign literature, mayor of Redding.
Tanessa's candidate statement, at least the one she filed for Shasta County, the first word or words are mayor of Redding. So
yeah, it came out the next day after this happened.
Yeah,
she was elected mayor of Redding, and it wasn't until you went down and said, you know, by the city council.
I mean, I don't know if that'll help or hurt. She obviously thinks it'll help, and the voters will decide whether it does or whether it doesn't.
Well, you know, the thing about it too is I talk to people that, you know, different political, you know, wins. You know,
sure.
We all get along fine. That's got nothing to do with it. We all have different ideas of how to accomplish something. Let me put it that way. But this person I was talking to last night was appalled by this. thought it was just, are you kidding? Well, and, you know, with that happening. But then again.
It's not fair. I mean, at the heart of it, it's just not fair. And I said that as well at the council meeting. It's just wrong. And there's no other, in my mind, in my view, there's no other reason for it than political mumbo jumbo. And, you know, that's what they want to go do. That's fine. But I don't think it helps the citizens of Redding to be done the way it was and to have it.
Well, I just want to tell everybody I'm going to invite Tanessa to come on. You know, Tanessa's not the one that brought it up. She's not the one that seconded it.
No, I think it was by the other
council
member who
but Tanessa,
goes to Bethel.
And I understand if that happened with me, I'd say you could say something like, well, you know what, I think I am the best person for the job, but I'm not going to change things. I mean, you could have done that.
She could have.
But why? This is not going to hurt her in the election. No, it's just not. I mean, it doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just
I don't know. There, I've gotten a fair number of people that appreciate what I said. Will that translate into more votes for Mark or less votes for Tanessa? I have no idea.
And out of Reading, who's going to know?
It's a small group of people that pay attention to this. Like I said, the average person wants, when they call 911, they want somebody with a badge to show up to solve their problem, or the fire department to show up, or an ambulance. And
there you go.
They don't know who the mayor is. They couldn't care less.
They could care less as long as
they want Placer Street fixed.
Is redone. Betty, hang on until after the break, and then we'll get right to you. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back.
Having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow we've got Backcountry Horsemen of California going to be here at 7:15 and then House of Realty at 8 talking about all the real estate news that's going on in our city and county and North State. It's 8:50 in the morning here on the 14th, and Betty, good morning. Hello, Betty.
There you go.
You're on.
What I'm calling about is Bethel. It's considered an NAR church, and I'm not sure what that means. But they have these
a non-affiliated religion, maybe? I'm not sure. I don't know what it means.
I'm not sure what it is.
So
but
forget what I said.
They do have an agenda, and there's more than just Bethel. They're all around the world. They have an agenda. It's called Seven Mountain Mandate. Their goal is to take over the church, the family, business, education, arts and entertainment, science and media and medicine and government. So you'll find them. This is the infiltration that's going on here in this county. And it's not just this county. It's all over the world. So if you look around, you'll see they're infiltrating these seven areas, and they call it the Seven Mountain Mandate.
Okay.
So it's not an ordinary church like Catholics or Baptists. This is different.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So, and you can do the research and find this out. Everybody can do that themselves. Okay.
And it's called the Seven Mountains. Okay.
Seven Mountain Mandate. Just look that up.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Nick. Hello, Nick. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I created a website to defend Kevin Cry. It's the number 4 cryingoutloudkevin.com. You'll have to Google search that. Mike, I'd like to I've searched and searched and searched, and I can't find one accomplishment Tanessa Audette has done. And I also made the prediction that they're going to give away our Civic Center and Posse Ground. So if you could talk about that, that'd be great.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Our Posse Grounds and the Civic. Well, you know, we're talking about the, of course, the River Plan.
The Riverfront Specific Plan.
Riverfront Specific Plan.
I ran on this a year ago, and I think it's even more likely today than it was. Julie Winter was in favor of the proposed sale to McConnell. I use McConnell in shorthand for the whole group, but was in favor of selling it that night. Tanessa Audette was not on the council, but she spoke in favor of it that night as well. And so that's two. I don't know what Mr. Munz's view is. I know what Mr. Mazzano and I are not in favor of the sale. It would not surprise me if that item comes back to the council at some time for further consideration. And, you know, they did what they did for mayor. The Seven Mountain Mandate, I'm not going to get into the whole thing because that's their belief and they can believe what they want to believe.
That's a religious belief, and you know what?
But I will say one of the reasons that I was upset about this vote is because it's an effort, I think, to, I don't know if infiltrate is the right word, but interact with the city and the government. And now they have three council members that are majority, and they have the mayor position. And that's a step in the right direction. And I think they're advancing Ms. Audette, or trying to, as part of one of the Seven Mountain Mandates. But that's for the voters to decide. I don't know, or for them to say whether it's true or not true. I can't speak to that. But I do think that the question of sale of the rodeo grounds and the posse grounds and the convention center is, I think that's the most important issue that's in the city, and it will be in the city for a long time to come. And, you know, there's another interesting question, and this is all speculation, but Jake Mangus just left the Chamber of Commerce, and he's working for Mercy Foundation, one of the head fundraising people over there.
Yeah, he's the president of it, now CEO and their main philanthropic.
So here's the question. Who's going to take over the chamber, and will it be someone who goes to Bethel, and will that make a difference? Is that something good or bad? If it's someone that goes to Bethel, will it be run by Bethel members, and all the money the chamber gets go back to the Bethel people? I don't
think that's the way it works now.
I don't know. I don't know if that will or not, but there's all kinds of things that are going on. The housing market, you know, has a lot of Bethel rentals in it. It's just, it's change. Some people like change. Some people don't like change. Some change is good. Some change is not good. Nothing's perfect. But it is change, and that's the way things go.
And, you know, Bethel's added a lot to our community.
Bethel.
It really has.
My view on
businesses and organizations. Well, I mean, you've added a lot.
Let me say this. When I used Bethel Juggernaut, I was referring to the three council members. I was not referring to everybody that goes to Bethel and all the things that Bethel have done. And what I'll say is what I've always said. Bethel is, in two respects, their religion is their religion. They can do what they want. I personally don't believe you can raise a dead baby and bring it back to life. But that's, if they want to believe it, let them believe it. And people can make their own judgments. But they have been very helpful as far as starting new businesses in the community and increasing the sales tax base for the city, and that's a good thing. So it's like a two-edged sword. There's some good to it, some bad to it. Nobody's perfect.
Just like everything.
I'm a two-edged sword. Some people like what I have to say, and some people don't like what I have to say. And
some of them vehemently don't like what you say.
Mostly my wife.
So the when's the Riverfront specific plan, when do you think that's going to be finished?
A year and a half, 2 years maybe.
Okay, and then from that, then it goes out to the public again for comments?
The public has an opportunity to comment along the way, and then it'll go back to the council for approval.
Okay.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be implemented. It's just this is what we'd like to see. But for any specific project, you're going to need, plans and money and finance.
Billions and billions and billions.
A lot.
Yeah, billions of dollars.
It's going to be a lot of work to do.
I would like to see the riverfront utilized better, but still keep our heritage here.
That's a goal. The question becomes: goals are easier to define than actually getting there and how you're going to go do it.
Yeah.
So the city has a new city attorney.
Oh, who's that?
A gentleman named Christian Curtis, I believe, is his name.
And where'd he come from?
He came from Mendocino County.
Okay.
And he's going to start the middle of January. I think we're going to approve his contract at our next meeting on Tuesday. We interviewed a number of qualified applicants, and he stood out among all the applicants. We made an offer, and he took it, and he seems like a very nice gentleman.
Well, Mendocino County's cool. I mean, they're right down the road here.
Well, they are.
They understand up here in Northern California.
He's been county council for a long time, so he's very familiar with many of the same issues and types of issues that you would get with the city.
Is he going to retire in 3 years?
I don't think so. We didn't ask him that. I don't think you're allowed to ask that.
I don't think you can ask him that.
No, I don't think so. I think he's younger than that.
Okay, the last question that's coming in from our chat room is, when's Placer Street going to be completed?
Did you send that in, Carl?
No, this is from Free Fire 01. And, we talked about it earlier, Free Fire, but the answer is
I can't say. There's a current dispute between the city and the contractor, which we are trying to resolve as quickly as possible so that the street can be finished, the work can be finished, and can be paid.
Can't you lay down some dirt and do some rolling over so at least it's smoother?
Like they do in Mexico?
Like they do in any place. I mean, if you can make a rodeo arena hard by just rolling it, you should be able to put hundreds of tons of dirt out there, roll it so at least you're not bouncing.
Well, maybe you could ask the new mayor what she thinks about it and see if she has any sway to get it fixed.
Tanessa, when are you going to get Placer Street fixed? You get that fixed immediately. Hey, you just jumped up there, kiddo. All right. We're going to invite Tanessa on, of course, as a new mayor, and see what her plans are for, ready.
That's a good idea. You should.
Well, no. I mean, we do anyway.
It's important.
She's a great interview, and we can talk about the city as opposed to the assembly, because we'll have her back for the assembly and keep them both separate.
That's a good idea.
Just like we would with Mark. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful day.
I will. I appreciate coming down. Thank you very much.
You're always a good interview, that's for sure. Okay, everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.
And the Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.